and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So, you know I'm a huge fan of Dragon's Den and Shark Tank.
Yeah, man.
How do you say your last name, Robert, properly for me?
Just like it sounds, Herjavec.
Robert Herjavec, who's on both those shows. Also the Grand Marshal at the Honda Indy this weekend.
Ooh.
How'd you, did they come to you or did you fight for this?
I had to pay for it, honestly. I'd like to tell you a lie. But I said if I made $100,000, no. They asked me. Incredible.
Yeah. Now, you're a total car guy. I've seen your cars. Can you run through?
You've seen some of my cars.
I've seen some of your cars. That's true. Can you run through, for anybody who's listening right now, just run through what you have in the garage or what you have access to?
Gosh, I'm so embarrassed. But let me go. oh, man, I love cars. Well, the problem is the garage isn't big enough. When we bought the house, the guy who sold me the garage, I think we can fit 16 cars in the garage. He said,
"Oh, come on, man! For real? I thought you were gonna say, oh, it could only fit like two or three. 16!"
So I said, "Yeah, you know, I need a bigger garage." And he's like, "You know, for most people, this would be good." No, I've got everything. I'm a real speed guy, so
yeah.
I've got the Ferrari GTO, which is one of 500. I've got a Ferrari FF. I've got a Ferrari 458. I've got some Lamborghinis, all kinds
of stuff.
Some
Lamborghinis.
Some. Most people dream of having one.
Okay, you know what it's like. You wake up in the morning, you're wearing a white shirt. You want to drive a white car.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Now, here's my thing with you is, you weren't born into money. And when did you start making money? Because in the early 90s...
My life would have been so much easier if my parents were rich. Huh?
Don't tell me about it. But in the... Like, when were you not rich? Like, at what point... Like, were you a waiter? Were you something like that?
You know, the first time I knew we had some money, I was probably about 35.
And what year was that?
No comment. I'm almost 50 now. So
okay.
That was about 15 years ago. And I'd sold my first business, and I retired at 36.
So
what?
Yeah.
So here's my thing. So in the early 90s, right?
Uh-huh.
That's when I moved to the city.
From?
From just outside of the city. So that's when I...
I came here on a boat with one suitcase.
Okay.
Moving from Oakville to Toronto just doesn't sound as good.
Okay. So I took the GO bus into Toronto.
The GO bus.
And you came over on a boat with one suitcase. So I'm guessing that you and I were both broke at the exact same time. I'm trying to figure out what happened that you went on to this, and I and Mocha are staring at Maury's nipples all day for a living. Like, what happened? Like, what was the moment where you said, I got something, and what was it that you had?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think the turning point for me was we came here, and I came from Croatia.
Yeah.
And I grew up on a very melodramatic. I grew up on a farm with dirt floors and the whole nine yards. And I came here, and, you know, people picked on me. And back home, I was a nice kid, and everybody loved me. And I come here, you know, you're an immigrant. You don't speak the language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wear the same pants every day, but they're clean because your mom's cleaning them every night.
Yeah.
And you got nothing. And I think that was bottom for me. And I said, you know, it's tough. But I think the turning point for me was when I was 13 and my parents got taken by a guy. It's a long story, but he sold us a vacuum cleaner when my parents couldn't afford the rent. And it was devastating for us. I mean, it was just devastating. I remember coming home, my mom crying, my dad yelling. And I said, I never want to live like this again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think great adversity makes you go one way or the other. And for me as an immigrant, I just want to get ahead. I never wanted to be rich.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be poor.
Right. And
but then when I became rich, I said, I'd really like to be more rich.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the deal,
God.
Right? What's your relationship with money now? Like, how do you feel about money?
Money loves me.
Yeah. Like, do you care about money?
No,
you know,
it's funny. I joke around about it because I've never been a money-oriented guy. My friends who all know me, I'm really a success-oriented guy. I just want to be successful.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Another Ferrari's great, and private jets are great, and having money is fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody wakes up early in the morning and starts a business and works 24 hours a day to make a little more money.
Right.
For me, it's all about making something great with your life and being successful.
Do you have people that come up to you and ask you for advice on how to not necessarily get to exactly where you are right now, but certain steps that you took?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, the greatest thing about being on the shows, you know, Dragon's Den is a huge hit, and Shark Tank now in the States. The greatest thing about being on the shows is you motivate some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. You never know how you can affect another human being.
Mm-hmm.
So people come up to me all the time and say, hey, I came here with nothing. I had, you know, I don't have an MBA. I have no prospects. And I saw your story. And I always tell people, if I can do it, man, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
When's the last time you spent $1 million on something?
Wow. Besides a car, a company. We just bought a company.
So like what, like last week?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine seeing the zeros on that check?
Yeah, I got to tell you a funny story. First time I sold my company, we got like a lot of money, like, a, you know, like more than $50 million. So I took the check. And, you know, big Bay Street firm, law firm, they give me the money and I'm driving in my car, I go back to my office and there's three checks because it was so much money, so many zeros. I'd never seen that. So I put the three checks on my desk and I'm looking at them. I'm moving them left. I'm moving them right. And then dumb immigrant, right? It hits me. Holy crap. I just lost $5,000 in interest. So I run across the street to the bank to deposit it, and I get there, and there's a huge lineup. So I'm like, crap. So I wait in line, you know, left, right, and I get to the very front, and the lady says, can I help you? I said, I'd like to make a deposit. And she says, did you fill out a deposit slip? I'm like, no. I show her the checks, and she looks at me, she goes, I'm going to have to get the manager.
No!
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
So it's always a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
So are you going to be around Honda Indy at all, other than being there on Sunday? Are you going to be around?
Yeah, I'm going there today. I'm actually racing.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I own a Ferrari race team, and I'm racing in the Ferrari Challenge. I'm actually second in points. I won Rookie of the Year last year.
Nice.
I'm going to win it. Absolutely.
So be honest. How many cars of your own have you crashed?
No comment.
Have you?
No comment.
Have you crashed any?
We had a big crash this year, and it made it on. You know, you're a big celebrity when your crashes get on TMZ. But no, we had a bad crash. I'm still in the same car. Knock on wood.
Oh wow.
Oh nice. Yeah. You got to come down. It's incredible. It's the Ferrari Challenge, and it's very, very competitive racing. We run all over North America. And then the world final is either Abu Dhabi this year or Spain.
Ay, ay, ay.
Damn.
And so people could come and meet you down there today?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have our cars down there in the trailer, and we're driving 180 miles an hour down Lakeshore. Can you imagine that, Mocha? You're going 180 miles down Lakeshore.
Need a passenger?
We were taking people out yesterday.
You need one today? I'm out there today. Come on.
And and here I am. I can't relate. I don't have a driver's license. I can't relate
on,
to this.
Seriously.
I don't, bro.
You're like
I
my son. He's 19 years old. Doesn't have a driver's license. How do you get around?
Oh,
how do you
get around? Oh, just leave me alone. My girlfriend drives me around.
Oh, man. Robert Hirschbeck, thank
Mocha
you so much.
Does Mocha drive you everywhere, Ross?
No more. He does.
Oh,
it's true.
God.
Dude, thanks so much for hanging out on the
Ross
and
Mocha
Show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, bro.
The Ross and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.